Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're going to today take up the gospel that we were given at Mass yesterday and the gospel today. I'm going to try to tie those two together a little bit. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program yesterday, began the week with a little reflection on John, the first chapter of John's gospel, on Jesus is really the light of the world, the light that has come into the world, and the light that has come into the world to give light to a people who dwell in darkness is the life that's in the person of Jesus, the eternal life. God's saving plan, his majestic, holy, awesome plan for us is to send his son and to bring the life of heaven to a people that are alienated from that life. And so Paul and Peter, they remind us that we're temples of the Holy Spirit, that God comes to dwell in us and that we are now become bearers of the divine nature. This is the great gift for us. And it's so important for us in these challenging and difficult times, friends, to grab the gold that's at the heart of the gospel, to be able to be captivated and captured by it like the apostles were. And we hear as we just see in their writings how fascinated and thrilled and filled with joy the knowledge of who they are in Christ, what that produced in them. I think what we can end up doing if we're not careful, especially at a time like this when it's already living in a COVID moment like this and the craziness of what's happening in the culture, the spiritual battle that's really going on, that's undergirding it all, it weighs on us. There's a spirit of disorder. There's a spirit of chaos and revolution and violence and things like that that are present in society. A lot is being revealed that's discouraging. There's a sifting going on, even in the body of Christ. There's a lot of things that can upset us. And what the Lord wants us to do is to be careful not to get caught up in that, in the whirlwind, in the storms that are being whipped up around us. We don't want to live, bury our head in the sand as if nothing's happening. But what we want to do is live from a different source than the anger, the confusion, the rage, the culture of rage that's rising around us, and operate out of the flesh, out of fear, out of anger, out of bitterness, that kind of thing. And so what we want to do is live from God's word. And to be, you know, as a disciple, we should never be surprised at how much the world struggles, even to live up to its highest aspirations. We live in a fallen world. Human hearts are sinful, and we're battling against spiritual forces in this world, dark forces, demonic forces, Satan and his kingdom that are set against us. So Christians, the light that has been shown to us in Christ, the divine life, opens up for us an understanding of the larger picture, of the very foundation of reality and the battle that's going on around us. And so our battle is against principalities and powers and rulers in this world, not against flesh and blood. Even the people I disagree with who might be in the middle of some of these political battles in the streets and doing things that I don't approve of at all, that the fundamental thing to remember is there really is not a human being on the earth that's my enemy or your enemy. There's those who have come to know Christ and are moving in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God, and those who don't yet know it, and they're under, in many ways, the dominion of darkness, and you can see it. You can see it in how it unfolds in the kind of attitudes and speech and rage and violence and the rest of it. So it's important for us to be able to lay hold of who we are in Christ and to live from that source. So in this little window of time we have on earth, sometimes it seems long, but it's going to be over in the blink of an eye for each and every one of us. And we know with certainty that we will appear before the judgment seat of Christ and we will give an account for our lives. We have this little window to do as John the Apostle said, to bear witness to the light. You see how the apostles never got caught up too much in what was going on in the Roman Empire or the battles that were going on in Israel. What they stayed focused on was the big picture and was the central thing that was unfolding in every human life and what God was doing. That's what the Lord wants us to be able to lay hold of today. But if we forget who we are, we forget who he is. If we're not living from that vision, we can lose sight of it and get distracted. So today, Gospel of John chapter 12, it was yesterday's gospel reading, verses 24 through 26. As Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. So it's another Jesus story of comparison to what goes on in nature, right? That the seed that falls into the ground, it needs to, you know, like decomposes, or what, I'm not sure what the right words are for that, but the seed then gets taken up by the soil, by the water, the rest of it, and it eventually something grows from the dying of that seed as a seed. There's something in that seed, right? There's something there that's present, not visible to our eyes. He goes on to say, whoever loves his life loses it. And whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. So Jesus is speaking to disciples, and he's telling them what, you know, he came to bring the kingdom of God. And he's bringing his disciples into a whole new way of looking at and understanding reality and helping them see and to grasp and to take up their mission, which is to follow Jesus in establishing and carrying on and building the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not just a set of values, or it's not just a set of behaviors. The kingdom of God first begins with the king. He's the center of it. And what he's bringing is he's bringing the Father's life, the Father's order, the Father's economy, the way in which we were made to live in this world that God created and put us into. He said, so one of the fundamental things he wants to show us right at the beginning is whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life, or will gain it forever. So it's interesting. You'd think it would be the other way around. Whoever loves his life loses it. What's he talking about? Well, he's talking about an inordinate self-love, a preoccupation with my own life, my own opinions, my own way, my own truth, my own comfort, my own will. My will be done. That's the reverse of the Lord's Prayer. So it's a disordered, fallen love. And Jesus knows that every human heart is deeply wounded. Remember what he said in the Gospels in a number of places, when he could see into the human heart, and he reminded everybody, where does sin come from? Where does impurity come from? He said, it comes from the human heart. What's inside of a fallen human heart? He said, envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, anger, bitterness, rage, and a pride, a self-centeredness, that everything's circling around me. I'm the center of it all. So he said, if this is how we cling to our life, almost if you've ever seen The Lord of the Rings, the character Gollum, who had his precious, the ring that he just, his whole life was attached to and he couldn't let go. And the more he had that ring as the center of his identity, the more corrupted and broken he became. And he had an inordinate attachment to something less than himself that was destroying him. And so he says, then whoever hates his life in this world, that is able to renounce it, Jesus will say, these drives in us, the ego, the pride, the self-centeredness, the my will be done, to be able to exercise the freedom that Christ has given me, the grace of my baptism, to say no to those drives that put me at the center. He said, whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. So that's at the heart of it. What I come to is I'm no longer the center. Christ is the center. Jesus is the goal of my life. Jesus is the reason we get out of bed in the morning. Pleasing God, pleasing Christ is the recognition that that's what life is really all about fundamentally. That's what Jesus showed us throughout his life and then ultimately on the cross. He said, friends, this is the definition of life. This is the beginning of the kingdom. To respond to the grace that's in you, to help you reorder your loves, to reorder your life around what comes first, putting first things first, that is God first, and then my neighbor. So I'm living in, that's what it means to follow Jesus. He did that all the way to the cross. And so the Father's will becomes my food like it did for Jesus. Jesus said, I come to do my Father's will, whatever he does, whatever he asks me to do, I do what I see the Father doing. And if my heart is focused on myself, my own pleasures and accomplishments and gains and the rest, I can't see what the Father's doing. I can't see my neighbor. And Jesus said, this is how one will lose your life. Because at the end, if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. And that's a description of hell, what hell is like. That's not all that constitutes what hell is like, but that's at the center of it. Is no room for God, no room for my neighbor. I'm preoccupied with myself. And Jesus came to say, that comes from the work of sin in you, the dominion of darkness, and I'm shedding my light there. You don't have to live that way anymore. I want you to come and follow me. I'm going to give you a new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life. We can't follow Jesus. We can't step into it without his power. He said, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. That's the goal of my life. The goal of my life isn't to be the top dog everywhere. The goal of my life is to be a servant of the great King, to do his will. To do his will, that's where the gold is. That's where human life and fulfillment is. It's right there. And he said that the Father will honor whoever serves Jesus. Now, it's important to see because in this world, friends, we seek honors all the time. We seek the recognition of men. We want to be first. We want to be better than everybody. We want to be recognized as being separated from the herd. We want to be above. We want everyone to kind of be wowed by us. That's a drive that's in so many of us, and it's a twisting of the desire for glory in the right sense of it. And we certainly can do it in a way in this world that under God's authority and under God's grace that we can use God's gifts and they can produce great things for us, but we're not doing it for my own personal glory. So one of the things that's really difficult to do in following Jesus is taken up in Matthew 18, which is today's gospel. So the disciples approached Jesus and said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a child over, placed in their midst and said, amen, I say to you, unless you turn, that's like, unless you repent, that's simply what we describe repentance. Unless you turn to become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. Wow. Pride, strength, chest beating, you know, asserting oneself. So much the power of the world that we live in. Jesus is going in another direction. He's saying humility. Remember what he said? Learn from me because I'm meek and I'm humble of heart. This is what God is like. God crowns humility. He loves humility. Humility is not thinking bad about myself. Humility is thinking less about myself and being preoccupied with abandoning my life in trust to God. Like a child just trusts his parents' life and love. Is that kind of surrender and simplicity in Jesus wants to bring about in us has to heal the fear that's in the human heart. The hardening that's there, the crust from human pride, the confusion, the anxiety that's present within. And he wants to calm our spirits. He wants us to see the Father the way he sees the Father. And the life of the kingdom is the place for those who humbly receive from God, not assert ourselves, but receive from God our identity like children, right? God is so good, friends. We want to hear the words of Jesus, want to step into them. Lord, help us live them in this hour. Friends, don't forget to check out our new website at renewalministries.net. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.